History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beach. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, as we head into this weekend, I want to mention something to you that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks. You know, West End has always been known for its music. I mean, I remember the days of Bart's. You know, Bart's is where Landry's is now. And Sunday afternoon at Bart's, I would say from like 3 o'clock to maybe 8 o'clock, Bart's was raging. They didn't have bands. They had a DJ. But I look back on those days at Bart's, and I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, seriously. I mean, it was crazy. I met a number of women there that I ended up dating, and it was fun. There was a lot of cocaine going around. I mean, look, this was the mid-80s. I mean, it was a crazy time. But what I've noticed is that Felix's hasn't had bands recently. And they used to have bands right downstairs, right down on the dock. They used to have bands there. And now it's only the Blue Crab that has bands. So I don't know all the details, but I had dinner, kind of a social evening with Danny Conwell. He is the owner of Felix's. And Danny's a great guy. And he told me that he bought the restaurant without realizing that they needed to have a certain license to have music. So they're in the process of getting that. But I want to just warn you now, I'm concerned that there might be some politics at play here. I think there might be some politics at play. And it's typical New Orleans politics. You know that there's an entity that's trying to stop development of West End. Remember when West End used to be raging? And there was Jaeger's, and there was Bart's, and there was, you know, God, I mean, I remember Coconut Beach. I remember Neo Beach. I remember all these places out there. I mean, I'm going from one to the other. It was crazy out there. There are people who are trying to stop that development because they want to keep this green space, this park that's there. Nobody goes to that park. That park is being wasted. Nobody goes to the park. I don't know what these people are trying to save. They're trying to save the green space. I'll tell you what it is. It is very selfish people who are trying to protect their personal lives, and they're trying to stop development that you and I could enjoy. And look, I live at West End, so I'm a resident of West End too, and I'm all for the development. And I don't know what they're trying to protect because nobody goes to that park. So it's just being wasted. But they want to keep the green space because really, selfishly, there are people who have their lives pretty much set. They have their money, they've got what they need, and they don't want any disruption. So they are selfishly trying to stop other people from doing business. And I'm all for free enterprise. And I just think it's a damn shame that Felix's does not have music. And what they're doing is they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to play by the rules. And there's a lawsuit that's going on. But I tell you, all of the residents of West End, if you're in the West End area and you are for justice, then you should be in favor of Felix's getting the license approved to have music. Bring back the music to Felix's because it's only fair. And the Blue Crab should not have all the business. And I've eaten at both of these places, and Felix's is my choice. By far, for a number of reasons. Don't have to get into that right now. But Danny Conwell is really a great owner. He cares about green space. He cares about wildlife. He's been a fisherman all his life. And this guy, like, really cares. And I feel badly that it seems like he's kind of being targeted in a way. And I hope this works out. And the city council member who is responsible for this area needs to be actively supportive of being fair. You know how politics goes in this area. You know how the whole trash thing with LaToya Cantrell is about taking the contract away from Sidney Torres and giving it to Troy Henry? That's political. If Sidney Torres is going to do it for $250,000 a month less, why are you giving it to Troy Henry? There's a reason. We don't know what the reason is, but we're not stupid. There's a reason. We may find out after Cantrell gets out of office. But there is a reason. There's something between Troy Henry and Mayor Cantrell. And we can't prove it at this point, but there's something there. So we'll find out about that. But it's an injustice. And I think that there could be a political injustice going on at West End. Politics may be at play here. There may be people who want to try to take over Felix's. And I think that's a shame because Felix is, you know, it started downtown. And this is like an oyster bar from the past that is alive and well. The food's great. The atmosphere is great. And they used to have bands. And now out of two restaurants, only one restaurant has the bands and the business. And that's not fair. That is an injustice. And everybody in that whole West End, Lakeview area should be outraged at this and should be part of a campaign to bring the music back to Felix's. So we're going to keep in touch with this, and we'll get back in touch with you. I'll learn more about this, but it's just an injustice, and the music needs to come back. And if I find out a little bit more about any politics at play here, I certainly will pass it on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to come right back with some of your calls and some of your text messages. And again, the Oaken Heart talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm looking out of the studio windows here downtown. See the Crescent City Connection in the background. It is partly cloudy. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.